Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? In the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Mold me better. Author, make me better, mold me better, so that my actions can be more like you, that my words, the things that come out of my mouth, can be more like you. Does anybody want to be made better, be made over, to be made new in the name of Jesus? Good evening, good evening, and good evening. Thank you so very much for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast. I'm Pastor Sherelle Pennington. I'm live here from Atlanta, Georgia, and I am truly grateful that you have decided to join us this evening on the Light of Portland broadcast. We are just excited and elated about God and about the things of God and about all that we are able to do, understand, feel, and see through the body of Christ and through the Spirit of God. And we pray that each and every time that you tune into the Light of Portland broadcast, that you are enlightened, you are blessed, you are filled, you are motivated, you are so energized and ready to run just a little bit further, ready to go on just a little bit longer. We, Pastor Black and I, are just so excited because we would not be what we are today had it not been for those of you that tune in every Sunday evening. And so we do want to give honor to the Butterfield, Stephen and Ann Butterfield of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, who provide us with this platform in order to spend this hour with each and every one of you and those of you in Portland, Oregon, and all over. We just are grateful to the Butterfields because without them, we could not have the Light of Portland broadcast. And to, of course, Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is the presiding prelate of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle and Light of the World Covenant Fellowship. And we are just so grateful that you continue to bless us, continue to cover us, continue to keep us. And so we are grateful to you and to every pastor, elder, leader, teacher that is on the line, every deacon, every mother, everyone, you, and especially you. We are so grateful to have you with us this evening. Now, we do want you to not be selfish. We do want you to share the Light of Portland broadcast with your family members, with your church members, with your neighbors, with the people that you work with your children, with everyone that needs to hear the word of God, those that are sick and shut in, those that are in nursing homes and hospitals. We want you to give them the number for the Light of Portland broadcast and let them be blessed of the Lord. Let them know that there is a broadcast out there that is preaching and teaching the word of God and sharing with each and every one of you every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as you can tell, even though I am in the Eastern Time Zone, it is 11 p.m. I am so fired up in the Lord. I am excited that we have our very own Pastor Kimberly Black with us tonight. I'm so excited that she will be bringing the word of God tonight. She is my sister. She is my friend. She is the one that I just entrust the Light of Portland broadcast to, because I know that with her, all the great works that God can do and will do will be done. And so let us pray tonight for Pastor Kimberly Black. Amen. Gracious and Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Greater St. Stephen family. We thank you for Pastor Kimberly Black. Lord God, we pray that you would bless her coming in and her going out. We pray, Lord God, that you would enlarge her territory. Oh God, bless her indeed, Father. We just thank you for the woman of God that she is. We thank you for the love that she has for you, Lord God, and for her people. And we just ask, oh God, that you would press pressed down, shaking together, and running over. Bless her and the ministry, Lord God, that she does not have room enough to receive new members, room enough to receive the blessings, the room enough to receive the favor, the room enough to receive the grace and mercy that you have for her. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that every need will be met, oh God. We pray that a dynamic word would come forth tonight. We pray your love, oh God. We invoke your presence right now. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Have your way, Lord God. Let each and every one that is tuned in know, Lord God, that you and you alone are in charge, oh God. The head, Lord God, the beginning, Lord God, the creator of all things, oh God. And we love you. Oh, Lord God, we love you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And amen. Well, saints of God, tonight we have our very own Pastor Kimberly Black with us. She is going to give us our announcements, give us a little word of God, bless the people of God, and show you a little love all at the same time. Pastor, you are live on the air. Amen. Pastor Black, if you have on your phone on mute, we can't hear you, but you are live.
Amen.
On the
end. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Tonight, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth unto all generations. Good evening, Light of Portland. What a joy, what an honor, what a privilege it is to be able to share this time with all of you. Good evening, my sister, Pastor Sherelle. It's such a joy to be able to share this platform with you. God is so good, and he's so worthy to be praised. Before we go in to make any announcements, and before we go in the word tonight, I just want us to just take out some time just to remember the family of Kobe Bryant. I'm sure you all probably heard it, Pastor Sherelle, that are living on the East Coast way before we heard it. This morning, he was killed in a helicopter accident. And so tonight, all across the world, people are sad, grieving. Children, men, women, boys, and girls have been touched by this life. And so we just want to make sure that we pray not only for the Bryant family, but for that community, for those other passengers that were on the plane. And we want to lift up the name of the Lord, and we want to pray for the first responders that are on duty, those that are there to clean up the rubbish and to help bring comfort and bring strength and peace to the families of all those who have lost their lives today. And so I just ask that we would keep them lifted up in prayer, and that we would just pray God's peace and God's blessings upon them. I'm going to share with you some announcements, and I want to first say that we just truly thank God for those of you who have taken out the time to make sure that we have your announcement. We are excited about what God is doing in our city, and we definitely want everyone to know what's happening. So the first thing that we have that's going to be taking place on next weekend, the regional Delta Sigma Theta sorority will be having their 107th Founders Day. That will be here in the city of Portland. Amen. Women from the Pacific Northwest will be coming in to celebrate. They will be having a luncheon on Saturday at 12 to 2 at the Airport Sheraton Hotel. And tickets are $75. And if you are interested in attending this event on next Saturday, the information to go to is portlanddeltas.org. Join the Portland chapter for the Pacific Northwest celebration of 107 years of the Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Inc. Dr. Paulette C. Walker, the 25th National President of the Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, will be their keynote speaker. And they're inviting us to come out and partake in this event. We also want to share with you that the Emmanuel Temple's Women's Ministry will be hosting Matters of the Heart 2020 on Saturday, February 8th at 12 to 3. The admission is $5. They will be having a spa day. And then on Sunday, February 9th at 4 o'clock p.m., their guest speaker is Dr. Tony Alivato from Atlanta, Georgia. And this is hosted by First Lady D'Angelo Wells and the women of the Emmanuel Temple Church. Amen. And we also want to share with you that our own sister church, St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church, will be celebrating their church anniversary this month. And we want you all to stay tuned for more information. I do know that that morning the guest speaker will be Elder Minister Matt Joyner, and then that afternoon, Pastor Joyner will be their guest speaker. And so we want you to save the date. I will have the date for that church anniversary. If somebody is on the line from St. Paul tonight and you want to give a shout out, press 1. We can bring you on, or just text me and we'll get the word out. Amen. Amen. It's word time. And I hope you have your Bibles. I hope you are taking a break from the Grammys. Amen. To hear what the Lord has to say to us tonight. Truly, there is a word from the Lord, and I am honored. It is my pleasure to be able to share with all of you tonight what thus saith the Lord. If you don't mind, if we could just go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, we humbly come before your throne of grace first to say thank you. Thank you for being our God, and thank you for being our Savior. Thank you for being our deliverer. Thank you for being our strength and our peace. Thank you for being our hope and our mind regulator. Father, we come before you now, God, and we just ask in the name of Jesus that you would please give us an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Then, Father, not only an ear to hear, but give us a heart to receive it, a mind to retain it. And then, God, give us the fortitude and the energy to do it. Your word tonight speaks to us, Father, about becoming more and more like you. We can't do it on our own, Father. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. So, Father, tonight as we look to your word, give us understanding, give us peace, give us hope, give us strength, courage, and wisdom. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank God and amen. If you have your Bibles, whether it's on your cell phone or you old-fashioned like me and you have your for real page-turner Bible, turn with me to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. I'm going to look at a very familiar passage of scripture. We know that the book of Romans was written by the Apostle Paul, and we know that it was written to the Christians in Rome and to believers everywhere. Paul was very clear to us in his writings what it is that we need to be Christ-like, to be Christ-centered, to have the mind of Christ. Paul was very clear. There was no doubt what Paul was trying to say to us. But tonight, as we look at chapter 5, we're going to be reading in your hearing verses 1 through 5. These verses introduce a section that contains some difficult concepts. To understand, I want us to know that it would help us to keep in mind that there are two sides to this life we call Christianity, to this walk, this Christian journey. There are two sides. Just like Jesus had two sides. He was man and he was spirit. Amen. And we have two sides. We not only have body, but we have water. We have spirit. We have God. And we have two sides, saints of God. One of the sides that we have is that we are complete in Christ. Yeah. See, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, when you said, "I believe in my heart," and when you confess with your mouth that God gave up his Son to die on the cross for the remission of our sins, it made us then complete in Christ. We were no longer his enemy. We were no longer a stranger. We were no longer considered to be his friend or a slave. Now we are considered to be his children. You know, my brothers and sisters, that our children have privileges in our homes that our friends don't have. What a blessing to have that type of security in God. On the other hand, my brothers and sisters, as we look at the two sides of our Christian life, we are growing in Christ. Yeah, every day we should be coming more and more like him. At the same time, we have the status of kings and the duties of slaves. We feel both the presence of Christ and the pressure of sin. We enjoy the peace that comes from being made right with God, but we still face daily problems that help us to grow. If we can remember these two sides of the Christian life, we will not grow discouraged as we face temptations and problems. Tonight, I would like to read in your hearing Romans 5, verses 1 through 5. And the scripture says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." And just for a few moments, just using this passage of scripture, I'd like to raise as my text, God is up to something. God is up to something. Personal development is not an event. Neither is it a one-size-fits-all experience. Becoming more and more like God takes time, presents tests, experience failure, and overcoming. God knows each one of us individually. He knows what we need in order to develop us and to strengthen our spiritual muscles and to sharpen our spiritual insights and wisdom. More often than not, this requires detours. Mm-hmm. Detours in our Christian life come to that we may have the opportunity to learn, to grow, and to develop. I need you to say God is up to something. God has a destiny for each of us. He has a purpose and a plan and a place that he wants us to live out. It may not happen today, tomorrow, next week, next month, or even next year. But know that he tells us in his word that he knows the thoughts that he thinks towards us, thoughts to prosper us, thoughts to allow us to live and not die and to declare the glory of the Lord. He knows the expected end. He knows the beginning, the middle, and the end. He is all-knowing. He is Alpha and Omega. Can I share with you tonight some biblical examples to help us to realize that God is up to something, and it just didn't begin with you and with me. Y'all remember Moses, don't you? Moses was on a detour for 40 years as God developed him for his purpose. He knew what God wanted him to do. God wanted him to deliver his people from slavery. Yet it took 40 years in the wilderness to develop Moses into the humble and trusting servant that God needed in order to change the mindset and increase the faith of Moses so that Moses would have the ability to carry out the plan that God had chosen for him. Abraham was on a 25-year detour. At one point, God told him his plan for him. God told Abram, he said, I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to make you a father of many nations, and I'm going to make your name great. Abraham knew the plan that God had for him. Jeremiah 29:11, it tells us today, just like God speaks to us through the book of Jeremiah, he spoke this same word to Abraham. Like Abraham, the vision and the proclamation that God gave you, my brother and my sister, yes, it is real, it is vivid. But can I tell you tonight that detours are often a regular part of God's plan in guiding us to our destiny. God uses these periods in our lives to develop us. He has a plan, he has a purpose, and he has a place. Yes, God is up to something. He wants us to live out his purpose, his plan. We might have to be on a 3-year detour like Paul. God removed Paul from the front page of culture and life in order to strengthen him, to teach him, and to develop him for his calling. Yes, God is up to something. Becoming more and more like him, my brothers and sisters, it is a process. It is not going to happen for some of us overnight. Now, some of us was born saved. That's a testimony that some folks say. But when we got big enough and grown enough and old enough, because the Bible says it, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We all took a detour. We all allowed the detours of our life to cause us either to backslide, to slow down in our quest for God, or even to just say, hey, I'm tired of this thing called church. I'm tired of trying to live this life. Can I encourage you tonight? Don't let the detours of your life discourage you. My brothers and sisters, be steadfast, be unmovable. Always abound in the work of the Lord. Why? Because your labor is not in vain. When we read this scripture here in Romans, it tells us that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And we have what we need inside of us. I dare you to shake up the Holy Spirit. I dare you to shake up the Holy Spirit. We are so used to quenching the Spirit that we forgot that detours are in our life to make us stronger. It didn't come in our life to break us. It didn't come in our life to make us cuss God and turn our back on God. But detours came in our life to cause us to bless him at all times and to find joy in tribulation. Can I tell you, God is up to something? God is up to something. And yes, becoming more and more like him is a process. Sometimes we're going to experience some personal difficulties. Sometimes we're going to experience some heartache and pain. Sometimes we might even experience rejection, being talked about, being criticized, being misunderstood. But don't give up. Jesus, our model example, was sent to this earth. Can I tell you that at birth, he was rejected? At birth, they plotted to kill him? God had a purpose, a plan, and a place for his son Jesus. Yeah. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. The plan to take him out started the day that the wise men said, we have seen his star in the east, asking Herod to send us on our way that we may go worship the king. Baby, don't feel like you're the only one going through. Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane praying. He had his friends with him. He couldn't take them all up into the mountain, into the high place, because he had to go alone and talk to the Father. And so he left his friends down at the bottom of the hill. He said, pray with me for just 1 hour. When he got back, he found them asleep. if we got to go through to become more and more like him, we've got the perfect example before us to know that at the end of my go-through is victory. At the end of my go-through is hope. At the end of my go-through is abundant life. We will have some personal disappointments. We will have some setbacks. But Jesus is our prime example of what it means to fulfill the plan and the purpose that God has called us to. This word tonight is to help us experience that hope. I don't know what you're going through tonight. I don't know what you're about to face. Saints used to tell us as kids, either you just got out of a storm or you're getting ready to go into one. I don't know where you are in your process tonight. I don't know where you are in your spiritual development tonight, but can I tell you something? God is up to something. And what God, when he is up to something, the end result is always good. Look at what happened in the garden. Before there was a garden, before the foundation of the word, God spoke some stuff into an existence. And he said, let there be. And stuff started popping up, light and darkness, fish and birds, grass and cattle, all because God spoke a word. When he sat down to take a rest, he looked around at everything that he had created, and he said, it is good. So can I tell you that even though God is up to something, if we would hold fast to his unchanging hand, it's going to be all good. It's going to be all good. We must accept that our detours are necessary. Detours are not denial. Detours are just another way of getting to where God has purposed for us to be. Detours, let me say that again. Detours are not denials. Sometimes we're not ready for the blessing. We drive in a hoopty, and we want a big car. We want a nice car. We want to ride in a Tesla. We want to ride in a convertible Mercedes, a BMW. We want a good nice car, but we won't vacuum out the hoopty. We won't fill up the hoopty. It's got to buck and jerk before we go get an oil change. We got to take care of the hoopty before God blesses us with the Tesla. Come on, somebody. Sometimes God can't trust us with his plan and his purpose. And so he will bring detours in our life to mature us, to strengthen us, to give us wisdom, to give us insight, to give us some strength to fight, to hold on, to be steadfast, and to be unmovable. God is up to something. Yes, 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 yes. God is up to something. I'm reminded of the scripture. Paul says, all things are working together for my good. I may not see it right now, but God, I'm going to trust you. God, I'm going to hold fast. God, I'm going to believe that you're going to bring me out. So whatever road you want me to take to get to the purpose that you have planned for me, I will go. Yes, Lord, I will go where you lead me. Yes, go, I will, Lord, I will follow. Yes, Lord, I will obey. I will trust you all the way. God is up to something. My brothers and sisters, it is time for the body of Christ to be who God has purposed for us to be. And he's given us time. This morning was a wake-up call. Life is not as long as it has been. It's not as short as it's going to get. Kobe's plan was to go coach a basketball game today. But before noon could come, his life, the Bible says life is like a vapor. His life was gone. No time for idleness. No time for being busybodies. No time for being stuck in the same traditional seat of the scornful. God is up to something, and it's time for the body of Christ to get on the path of righteousness so that we can take these detours with the help of the Holy Ghost, that we may accomplish and live out the purpose and the plan that God has for us. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about the fact that God is up to something in my life. I don't know what tomorrow may bring, but I know that as long as God has his hand on me and I got my hand, it's his hand, everything is going to be all right. Detours are necessary. Just like our physical muscles need to grow. We want them to grow. They're not going to grow simply by us wishing that my sisters, that Coke bottle figure that we want to have. It ain't going to come just by us wishing for it to come. We got to put in the work. We got to sweat, shed some tears, and massage them aching muscles. The pain that we go through in this process of becoming more and more like God will strengthen us, give us hope as we take these detours of tribulation, afflictions, and trials. God is up to something, saints. These detours in our lives will bring us to a place of authentic hope. That's what Paul was trying to get us to see here in Romans 5. The detours that come in our lives will bring us to authentic hope. And authentic hope is that level of hope which will steady us in the midst of the storm. And authentic hope will enable us to keep walking by faith. God will give us a glimpse of our destiny, but we still have to go through the process to get there. Don't be discouraged by the detours. Don't give up on the pursuit of your purpose. God is up to something, saints. He has a purpose and a destiny that he is willing and able to fulfill. But we must be willing
and able to withstand and endure the detours that come into our lives. We glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is spread abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Saints, we have everything we need. To take these detours in our lives. No problem is too hard for God. Nothing is impossible with God. God wants to strengthen our character. God wants to deepen our trust in Him. God wants to give us a greater confidence about the future. We are the light, salt of this world. We may be the only Bible that somebody will ever read. Tonight, by looking at your life, what's your family? What's your coworkers? Your neighbors? Your doctor? Your lawyer, the judge, your pastor, your members. What are they saying about God looking at your life? Are you saying, I can't fulfill the promises of God by your actions, by what you say? Or are you standing up like that king and queen you are? Are you walking around with your head held high, knowing that you're going through hell? Thank God for that testimony. I don't look like what I've been through. Woo, thank you, Jesus. If only you knew half of the story. But I'm excited to know that God is up to something. And I'm willing to go through all the way with the Lord. Like I said, you might be going through something right now. Might need to make a decision. It might be a life or death situation that you're facing. Know that the Holy Ghost lives inside of you. And if you steal away for just a moment, get into the presence of God, you and the Holy Ghost work that thing out, God will elevate your hope, give you peace, increase your faith, strengthen you, girdle you, settle you, and you will be able to go through that detour, whether there be bumps, curves, stop signs, yield signs. With God, you can make it. You can make it. This trial that you're going through, God's going to show you just what to do. You can make it. Yes, you can make it. I don't care what's going on. God's not going to let it last too long. You're not in this thing alone. You can make it. Gracious Father, we just thank you tonight for being our God, for being our help, for being our strength, and for being with us and keeping us as the apple of your eye. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for power. Thank you for your favor. Most of all, thank you for the Holy Ghost, which you left us. When you died on the cross, you said, I'm going away to prepare a place, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for the gift of the Holy Spirit that's going to help us become more and more like you. Help us to be steadfast and unmovable. Help us to be patient with the process, because we count it all joy knowing that God is up to something. Bless us now, strengthen us now, and help us, Father, to remember that you are up to something and you want us to be more and more like you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank God and amen. I hope and pray tonight that this word has helped you and has given confirmation or shined some light on a dark situation. God has not forgotten you, my brother, my sister. Stay true to him. Stay loyal to him. Stay faithful to him. And he will bring you through. Thank you so much tonight for calling in and being a listener to the Light of Portland broadcast. I have enjoyed my time with you. I hope and pray that this week you will find it in your heart to trust God through the process, knowing that God only wants for us to be more and more like him. Through the week, remember to pray for our nation, pray for our servicemen and women, pray for our city officials, pray for pastors and leaders of faith all throughout this country. Pray for those that are homeless. Pray for those that are sick with sickness or disease or infirmities. Pray for those that are not saved. That man that's walking around saying that there is no God, pray that God would change their heart and change their mind. And through the course of the week, pray for your children. Pray for your spouse. Pray for your church home. And please don't forget to pray for me. You say, well, Pastor, what do I need to pray? Well, pray that God would give me wisdom, continue to give me courage, and that God will continue to bless me with the desires of my heart. And guess what, my brothers and sisters? I'm going to be praying the same thing for you. So may the peace of God and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us until we meet again. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen. Remember, God is up to something. Thank you for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast. Until next week, my brother and my sister, be encouraged because I love you and there's nothing you can do about it.